This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Are you kidding? Do we get a parade for that? Champagne?
Yeah.
Nothing? Nothing? Crickets?
You know what those will get you, Andy?
The preseason champions of the world t-shirts?
There you go. I've ordered mine.
Jeff, what did we see on Saturday, my friend? What did we see? 216-474-0092, if you have the answer. Yes.
I actually thought Dylan Gabriel played well. I know he made one pass that he'd like to have back. According to people who I trust who know football, he shouldn't have thrown the pass. Now, was there other stuff going on that play that wasn't good? Yeah. Two receivers in the same spot, two defensive backs there. Deontay Johnson was past the ball. It wasn't on him. Ball was behind him. It was in front of the tight end. And
Johnson got pushed. Isn't that what
it looked like? It.
Yeah.
Bottom line, he shouldn't have thrown the pass, but he did.
Rookie mistake? Would you say that?
No. What I would say was miscommunication and confusion on the play.
Mm.
And with that said, he just shouldn't have thrown it. Will he throw it next time? Probably not. Throw it away. You know, Shedeur Sanders did a similar thing. He threw a ball that hit the defensive back in the shoulder. Remember that one?
Yeah.
So, but the guy didn't catch it. So should Shedeur throw that pass? No. Will he throw it next time? Probably not. I thought both Shedeur in game one and Dylan in game two did some really nice things. And I was left intrigued by both guys. I thought the offense looked better with Dylan Gabriel. Just looked like it was operating a little more smoothly, a little more efficiently. But he was involved in two plays that didn't go well, turnovers. And Shedeur was involved in two plays that were touchdowns. Terrific. And I'm just left intrigued by both guys. And I think, Andy, for us to sit here and say, who looked better is silly. And I mean anybody to sit here and say, who looked better is silly. Two young guys in their first games both looked intriguing enough that I want to see more.
I especially on the touchdown pass, Shedeur Sanders, to me, looked extremely confident inside that red zone. And so that to me, that was important. I think Dylan Gabriel throws a better ball, but for whatever that's worth,
Sanders, I agree with that.
Sanders has a way of getting the ball to the guys. Does it have to be perfect? No. And sometimes you see quarterbacks that throw the ball too hard and guys have trouble catching. I think we've seen plenty of quarterbacks like that here that there's no touch or finesse on the ball. It's just zip, zip, zip as fast as you can. And sometimes that doesn't work. For Gabriel, I just thought that the offense just had, they had a rhythm to themselves. They had a swing. There was something about the cadence or just the way they were moving the ball up and down the field, and there was no hesitation. He was in the zone early on in that game, just getting the team down the field and putting together drives. And I love the third down plays. Yeah.
And
I mean,
really
was he 4-for-4 on the first drive and third down?
He played well, and then he made a bad throw.
he was able to, and I was looking for the height problem, and it wasn't blaring. You know, were you looking for it? Were you looking for him being small, but like short?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. Mm-hmm. It's funny because when you see
Tyler Huntley had a couple of passes batted down. Dylan didn't. I mean, he's small, Andy. I mean, he's not a big tall guy. But I thought he threw the ball well, and I thought he did a nice job. And I thought Shadur did the same thing. I thought he threw the ball well in his start.
So I'd say more. I also thought about this, too, when I was talking to Tyvus on the pregame show Saturday. And for all the times that we want to say, well, I wish the quarterback 6'1", I wish the quarterback 6'2", whatever, if you're a defensive back or you're a linebacker and you happen to check back on the line, it may be to your advantage. And again, this might be crazy. But it might be to your advantage if you're shorter as a quarterback. Because if they're trying to read a quarterback and you can't see him, and you're able, and then the quarterback finds a hole. I was trying to find a way around that.
Let's go with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Tyvus looked at me. No. Tyvus gave me a good answer. I'll ask him again at 1 o'clock if you want to hear the answer. I thought he gave me a great answer. Again, if you're looking to see which way the ball coming to the right side, it's coming to the left side. If you can't see the ball, what are you doing?
Well, okay.
I was looking for a positive, Jeff. Okay. I can see your sarcasm there.
Well, no. I mean, if you have to deal with what you have.
Right.
And he has the fact that he's not 6 foot tall. So he has to try and accentuate other aspects of his game and try to play to his strengths. And one of them might be deceit. You know, can I be deceitful when I'm going to throw the ball? Maybe. I mean, guys,
defenses come to the line and are deceitful all the time. They show one thing but end up doing another. Or they come up and they give you the initial look before they say hike, and then boom, they change, and so you get a different look. It's the same thing on D.
Did either one of these guys of the rookies leave you thinking, we have this year's starting quarterback? Because they didn't leave me feeling that way. Right now I'm going Pickett or Flacco.
Yeah, I'm still going Pickett or Flacco, but I think they're on the right road to getting there.
Yeah.
Like, I think either one of those guys could. Either one could be on the right road. Again, I'll go back to what we said before the first preseason game of the year. Like, how are you really judging what you see? Is it real? Is it not real? You're going up against Carolina's first team for, what, one series? And then you're going up against the Eagles' second teamers, but the Eagles have a ton of depth on the defensive line. So now you're like, how do I read this? How does this play? And I think we're sitting here trying to judge. I think the real question becomes, if the Browns want to keep three quarterbacks instead of four, do they feel like they have two guys that could step up if they wanted to trade Kenny Pickett, if they wanted to trade Joe Flacco? That nothing would surprise me at this point. I don't think they're going to, but if somebody came in and made an offer for Flacco and they were like, oh, well, maybe we'll trade Flacco. I don't think they're in love with either one of the veterans. I shouldn't say that. I don't know that they're in love with Joe Flacco long-term in love with. I think for this year, if they want to have the opportunity to win,
in love with football players?
Because that's the way it is. That's how you become the franchise player. You know what I'm talking about, how coaches love certain players over other players. Why some players work in some systems and don't work in others.
Love is a big word, Andy.
Oh, it is, Jeff?
I think we use it too frequently.
We do? Really?
It needs to be saved.
Well, so
that's someone special.
Really? And you know, Jeff, if you're thinking about someone special this holiday season, go to my friend Josh Bookman. Bookman and Son.
Oh. Yeah, because Labor Day is the perfect time to get engaged.
Well, we're all... Never mind. I was going to make a joke about later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Paper. 216-474-00, and I wasn't talking about the guys at work. I was talking about the coming into the world part of it. So, Jeff, give me the biggest points that you got out of this preseason game. Like, and I want to hear from you guys, too. 216-474-0092. And by the way, a little bit later in the show, we'll get into what he said to Aditi Kikabala about entertainers. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But, Jeff, just give me your overall.
I'll give it to you again. I thought Dylan Gabriel looked like a guy who had been there, done that.
Beyond Dylan, though.
The entire team?
Yeah, or you can go offense and defense if you want to. I don't care.
I think Jamari Thrash has a chance to make some plays for this offense. And I can't wait to see somebody in the running game who looks like they want to be a running back.
The running game, and
they ran the ball real well. As a team, they ran the ball well. I think Imani Marshall looks okay. I just thought, okay, I want to see a Nick Chubb, Andy. I want to see a guy who's like, wow, okay, that's the guy. And I think they did a nice job running the ball, which I think bodes well for the whole entire team, if you want to know the truth. Because they ran the ball well without Quinshon Judkins. Without Dylan Sampson, without Nick Chubb, I thought they ran the ball well.
I thought Pierre looked good.
I like Pierre. I think he did a nice job.
Pierre, 13 carries, 89 yards.
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job.
Imani Marshall, 6 carries, 25 yards. Even Larvidan had 16 yards on the ground. I like Gage Larvidan. I hope they have a spot for him now. I think he's pushing. Do they have to keep 6 wide receivers to keep him on the active roster?
Yes.
And then he'd probably be inactive. I think they're at the point now where he'd have to be number 6. He's been able to do a lot of things. I understand why everyone was so impressed with him early on in practice, and we've seen it now, you know, through 8 quarters of the preseason. I hope they can find a spot for Larvidan. I do.
I'm not going to worry about the 6th wide receiver.
But that 6th wide receiver,
I'm more worried about Isaiah Bond. Can you get him up to speed and on the field?
Still, he had 3 catches for 43 yards and a 26-yarder.
No, I think he's done a nice job, Andy. I do. But I'm not worried about him. I'm more worried about Deontay Johnson. Is Deontay going to be what he was in Pittsburgh? I wonder if Isaiah Bond joining this team means anything with Deontay Johnson's status.
Let's talk about Bond here. And I do want to take a couple phone calls. Aaron is in Cleveland. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just want to see, like, logically, how do we compare 2 beautifully thrown touchdowns to 0 touchdowns, 1 pick 6, and let's not mention the fumble that he fumbled because his arms were short. He didn't get it into the running back's position. So, like, how is that comparable?
I mean, let's be honest, what are we comparing? We're comparing 2 guys who are going to be sitting on the bench to start the season. Let's not
right,
kid ourselves.
Okay. Yeah,
so this is the reality. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about trying to figure out. Really, the biggest thing we can find out between Gabriel and Sanders is could one of them be the backup so that if they wanted to trade Pickett, they could.
Or Flacco.
Either one of those guys. Hey, I don't disagree with you at all. I thought the balls that Sanders threw for touchdowns were right on the money, and I thought they looked great. But I did see. I don't know how you can't. If you can't see any positive in the way the team was moving down the field with Gabriel, so you're saying that Sanders was an A and Gabriel was a C or a D, or what do you think? Give me it that way.
Yeah,
make it
exactly,
easy for me.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. I think there's a momentum behind Sanders because of who his father is. His father is able to teach him how to read defenses absolutely in ways that you know, Dylan Gabriel probably doesn't have. I mean, his father was one of the greatest cornerbacks.
But it's not
ever.
His dad's not playing. He is. Like, I understand what you're saying from the lineage.
His father can mentor him. His father can teach. Each one teach one. So his father is able to take his information, his glory, and teach that to his son.
I got it. But
Dylan Gabriel's dad was a football player as well.
Yeah. But,
okay, but he wasn't the top five greatest cornerbacks ever.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He can't teach him during the game. Like, if at some point, I don't know if you're a father or not, you've got to be able to hand that. Okay, so you got to be able to hand whatever you have off to your kids. But then at some point, you're going to have to say, coaches, go do what you're going to do, and I got to step back. I give Deion a lot of credit for stepping back. He's totally stepped back during this process here in Cleveland. And Shador wants that. He doesn't want his dad on it. And by the way, his dad's got other things going on too, you know?
But I'm just saying, he's able to teach him. Like, he was able to teach him while coaching him, and he's now able to have that ability going forth with his own career. And
that's
I just
cool.
think that overall, the offense – has a flow, has a momentum behind Shador that they don't have behind Dylan. If so, Dylan would have scored at least one touchdown pass. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Did they get in the end zone?
They scored points on three of Dylan's five drives.
Yeah, I mean, he can't.
But no touchdowns. The only touchdown
so
that
what?
Was scored on Dylan's behalf was
the team scored. The team scored. I'm not going to sit here and bash Dylan Gabriel because he didn't throw a touchdown but led touchdown drives. And I'm not going to sit here and say that Shador Sanders is the second coming of Patrick Mahomes because he threw two touchdown passes. They both, I thought, played real well, Aaron. They did a nice job. And I'm real pleased they have both of them. I think they did a very nice job. Both of them. Both. Should he have thrown that pass? No. Should Sanders have thrown the pass that hit the defensive back in the chest or in the shoulder and he dropped it? No. But it wasn't caught. So that looked better, didn't it?
Hmm. I can also understand how people see things from different angles,
sure.
Like just like you did, just like I did, and I'm still trying to figure out what do we see from Carolina on defense, what do we see from Philadelphia on defense. I think you have to factor that in to try to come up. But at the end of the day, we're talking about two guys that are going to be riding the pine on Sundays to start the season.
Probably.
216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.